Well, we now have an official name for our podcast, so welcome back to HISD Unscripted. I am here with Dr. Carter, and my name is Kara Esquivel.
I'm Adam Pena.
And today we're going to be talking about attendance and why it is so important that our students come to school every day and what it means for our district and what it means for just the success of our students. So, Dr. Carter, why is attendance just such a crucial element in our schools?
Well, students can't learn unless they're at school. They can't learn unless they're in class. That's the number one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think something that's closely associated to that is the fact that they get to eat breakfast and they get to eat lunch free. And a lot of our kids in our city don't get to do that every day. And so those two things are very important, which I think also is important to remember. That's why we don't just cancel school to cancel school, because those kids need to eat and they need to learn.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of, you know, pushback whenever we do cancel school and stuff like that. And what people don't understand is just how many students that just depend on our school district to get their food for the day, for the week, just anything like that. So that's a good point.
It's a very good point.
So how does student attendance affect school funding? Like, we know that a lot of our school funding does come from how many kids are at school every day. Can you kind of talk about how that works?
Well, it's based on enrollment first, and then the attendance rate is multiplied into that, and we lose money if kids aren't 100% at school. I'll give you an example. Let's just say it's a dollar. We get a dollar for every student that shows up, but if they only come 90% of the time, we get 90 cents on that dollar. And right now, our attendance rate's running 92.84% at this time, which means that we're losing almost 8 cents on each kid that comes to school. And you multiply that by nearly 4,000 students, and then you multiply it every day, it makes a huge difference to the funding that we get.
What amount would that be close to? Do you know?
Well, I think the last time we looked at it, it was somewhere around $2 million that we're just leaving on the table because kids aren't coming to school regularly.
I'm sure there's some great programs or great just opportunities for our students that we could use with that $2 million there.
Absolutely. And the thing is, we're not talking about kids that are sick. We're not talking about kids that are running fever. We're talking about kids that just stay home because they are not encouraged to come to school.
For sure. So we talked about a little bit before the podcast, you know, some things, you know, like why attendance affects student success. What are some skills that they learn just by coming to school that they will need after they graduate high school?
Well, if you will Google soft skills, or you Google what companies are looking for in employees, you'll find out that they expect them to be able to pass a drug test. They expect them to be punctual. If you're supposed to be there at 8 o'clock, be there at 8 o'clock, ready to work. And then they expect them to stay all day. We experienced that with some of the meat factories around us. They expect their people to come to work, be on time, and stay and don't leave. Those are the things that are skills that we can help students with if we can help them learn the importance of coming to school every day. Most companies can teach the skill, but they can't, you know, if a kid can't pass a drug test or a kid's not punctual and can't stay all day, those are characteristics that need to be corrected.
Yeah, and those characteristics need to start from pre-K all the way up through 12th grade.
Absolutely.
So what roles do parents and guardians play in supporting just student success and student attendance?
Well, I think one of the biggest impacts on a child's life is their parents. If they're living with their grandparents, whoever it may be, that person that sets the tone for the day. Are we feeding them breakfast, or are we getting them to school so they can have breakfast, or are we not encouraging them to do that? And as they get older, remaining their parent and continuing to encourage them to go to school every day so they can learn and so they can get, you know, the skills they need in order to be successful. So parents play a vital role in getting that done every day.
I think it's one of the most important roles comes from the parents and the examples that mom and dad set.
Oh, so yeah.
It all starts at the home.
It does. And I think some of the, especially the later generations, these last couple of generations, some of that's missing.
Mm.
And we need to go back to some of those roots, ground roots, and find some ways to bring that back where mm-hmm. parents step up and take the role they need to take.
Absolutely.
Good point.
Okay. So I'm not a parent, but y'all are both parents. So what are some ways that, you know, y'all just enforced or like encouraged your students to go to school while they were in school?
I don't think it was ever a choice. You know, it's not a, for, you know, for my kids, I had three boys, still do, but, you know, we never had a discussion. Am I going to school tomorrow? Am mm-hmm. I going to do my homework? Is it something that's going to happen? We even encouraged them when they were very young that they would be going to college and that they would be getting, you know, a good career for themselves. And so I think one of the things we did was we didn't give them a choice. You get up and you go to school every day because I got to get up and go to work every day. Mm-hmm. You need to do the same thing. So,
yeah, it was the same with us. We never had hardly any pushback. Every once in a while, the kids would, they try to get away with something, you know, yeah. like cough, cough and sneeze, sneeze. But it, for the most part, it was, you're going to have to go. We got stuff to do. We can't stay home with you, you know, to babysit you or to watch over to see what you're doing or not getting into. But yeah, it was never a choice. You have to go to school.
And even as teachers, we still wanted someone to impact our child in the classroom. So we wanted them to learn how to read. We wanted them to learn how to write. We wanted them to learn how to, you know, do math and all the things that you learn at school. So we got them up and made sure they were at school. You know, a couple of times they even got the perfect attendance award, but that's not something that's so important. But to me, being in the classroom every day with those kids is very important.
When, and also the benefits of them being in like sports or band or getting them involved in those extracurricular activities, because that's an extra motivation for them to show up.
Absolutely.
You can't go play baseball or softball or perform in the UIL events if you're not at school. So no pass, no play type of deal, or don't show up, you can't do it either. So I think there's something there too that we got to kind of push our kids to be involved in the school districts, doing the extracurricular activities, joining the groups, the clubs, and all that other stuff. I mean, when you get involved in something like that, you want to show up to school and you want to be a part of that. So,
well, I think part of that too, not just on the parent side, but on the school side, making classrooms inviting, where they're you know, kids are engaged. Those are important things that we need to look at to make sure our classrooms are inviting. Extracurricular should motivate, but the classroom should motivate as well. Not just the learning, but also, you know, the things that they can do together, the collaborative projects they work on together. I think, you know, that encourages kids as well.
That's a great point.
Yeah. Both my parents were educators, so I didn't ever get a choice if I wanted to come to school or not. So thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. I was always there. And then, you know, to your point, Adam, about just the extracurricular things, you know, we have so much more opportunities now for students to get involved. Like, you don't have to just be in sports anymore. You can be in academics. You can be in, like, welding. You know, our CTE programs just have some great opportunities for students to compete, you know, just around the state. In fact, I think they're there right now at the state competition. And so it's kind of neat to just see just the continued growth of just all these things that our students can get involved in, which in turn will help promote attendance a little more, I think.
Yeah. Well, I think at our April board meeting, we're going to honor the kids that went to the UIL history, current events, and the other event that they were in because they play so well mm-hmm. and are advancing. And we want to honor the academic side as much as we have the extracurricular side. So those kids and hopefully their parents will come with them to celebrate what they've done. And a few of their teachers as well.
And I think we have a great program at our high school that, I mean, it seems like a year after year and semester after semester, they're doing some good things over there. I mean, we're posting about it almost every once a year, if not more than that. So I think, you know, we're on a good track there.
Yeah, I think our academics are very strong, but also our CTE department is, I mean, we do things around here that a lot of the students in the panhandle don't have access to, even in Amarillo. You know, they don't have access to some of the things that we do in our CTE. And so that's important too, and that should motivate because they've got to be good students to be a part of the CTE program as well.
For sure. So I've seen just on Facebook and just by going around to the campuses that some of our campuses are starting to do like incentives and awards for our students that, you know, have perfect attendance. You know, I saw, I think Blue Bonnet did like popsicles for one of their classes that had, you know, come to school for a full week, like 100% the whole week. So how important are those incentives and those awards for these students?
Well, you hate to say it, but they're very important, because if mom and dad aren't supporting and getting kids there, then we have to do something that encourages them. And that's why we're looking at it, especially for next year, some better options from, you know, the secondary levels as well, you know, to do some of those things that they will work toward, maybe an Xbox or a Switch or, you know, something like that, that they could work toward each 3 weeks and each 6 weeks. I think they're very important. And I don't know if people probably aren't aware, but all of the campuses are kind of in a little competition right now. And I get it every day on my phone. Today's attendance at Northwest is 94%. Today's attendance is 98% at Aikman, or, you know. And so we've kind of created a competition within ourselves in order to try to push that, because it's so important that we raise that attendance rate, because that attendance rate is what the multiplier is that takes away the funding. So it's very important that we get kids to school. And if those incentives will work, then we need to come up with them and encourage more.
Yes. So if you're listening and you would like to donate to those incentives, please reach out to us and we can get you to help with our initiative on that. So what are some of our goals with attendance? Like by the end of this year, by the end of next year, where do we want to see our attendance level at?
Well, you'd like to have 100%, but that's not realistic. Realistic is not 100%, you know. 97-98% is realistic, and there are districts across the state that are doing that. Our attendance rate at the district I came from was around 96-97 every year, but we pushed it. It was something that was important. We had an electronic sign out front, and I would always post, well, we lost $60,000 this week because of attendance. And people would say, well, you're just interested in the money. Well, we need the money, but I'm also interested in the education of those students and encouraging them to, you know, be at school every day, because it's important. But I think a realistic goal for us would be 97 or 98%, and that's huge. Between 93 and 97, that's a huge jump, and there's a lot of money to be made up there. I mean, like I say, you just base it on 4,000 students, and you look at what our, you know, what our summary of finance is and what that is per student. It makes a huge impact.
For sure. And you'll see if you go around to campuses, I know a lot of them now have 97s all over the place. So
that's the
goal. If you're wondering what those 97s or 98s are around those campuses, it's our goals for attendance. So just keep an eye out. See what you see and how our campuses are promoting just some good attendance for our students.
Yeah, and again, it's not bring sick kids to school. It's get kids that need to be there every day.
So I think that in the future, we're planning on having a little bit more conversations, a little bit more in depth, maybe with our CFO, to kind of see how this affects our finances, how, you know, it ties into other aspects of our district. So just stay tuned and stay on a lookout for just future conversations about this topic.
I think it would be interesting, too, if some of the people listening to this would respond and offer some ideas as to why kids don't come to school.
Yes.
And, you know, what can we do to help promote that? What can we do to improve that?
Yes.
And so I think that would be a great thing if they would reach out and either to you or me or whoever and get us some questions. We'll try to answer them, or some suggestions would even be better.
You can either reach out to us on our Facebook. You can email, like Dr. Carter said, either any of us at this table, or we now have a email that's community-based. It's called HISDmedia@herfordisd.net. So you can reach out to that email and we will get your questions answered. We will take your suggestion into consideration. And, you know, we'd love feedback just from our community, from our parents, from the people that live this every day, just not on the side that we're on. And so talk to us. We want to have conversations with you. We want to, you know, answer hard questions and just get your feedback on that. Well, I think that's all the time we have today. So thank you, Dr. Carter, for joining us. And y'all just catch us on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube, anywhere you can listen to podcasts. And just stay tuned for our next episode. Thank you.